Yes. Hey, everyone, it's 372 pages. We'll never get back. Is this actually happening? It sure is. I've decided to embrace the madness. Connor is not here. He is probably alive. Have I roasted and eaten parts of him? Probably not. It's hard to remember. These are difficult times. It's hard to say what is true and what is not true. It's a very nice day here in Minnesota, so I have my windows open. You may hear some traffic behind me, but I hope that is peaceful and soothing for you. Now I'm saving a story about this will just absolutely thrill the younger people, but there's a joke among Connor, Sean Thomason, and I, who all work for Riff Tracks, about my relationship with Rush. And there's a very new and extraordinary update to that I can't wait to tell you. So kids, hang on for that. And so what I thought I would do for today, because Connor is not here, I would just give you a rundown of a quick Hallmark challenge again. I know, don't turn it off yet. No, come on. This is going to get good. These, again, could all be real. They could all be fake. Any mixture thereof is possible. You know the rules. So let's go through them quickly. Love on the Run, number one. Two Brides, One Wedding. That's number two. Roses and Romance is number three. You May Kiss the Bride's Sister, number four. The Senator Is My Wife. That is number five. Kisses for Caroline. That is number six. A Valentine's Match. That is number seven. Two for Love is number eight. Number nine, A Sweet Chocolate Kiss. And number 10 is Paris for Two. So once again, I'll do the quick rundown. Love on the Run, number one. Two Brides, One Wedding, number two. Number three, Roses and Romance. Number four, You May Kiss the Bride's Sister. Number five, The Senator Is My Wife. Number six, Kisses for Caroline. Number seven, A Valentine's Match. Number eight, Two for Love. Number nine, A Sweet Chocolate Kiss. Number 10, Paris for Two. All right. Write down your answers. I'm going to give you a little time. I'll give you a little tune for that. How about that? Here we go. Ready? It's time to write down your answers for the daily Hallmark quiz. Mike Nelson is at home going insane. He's in a room by himself. You don't know whether he's making up these things or whether he's just going stark and crazy mad. And you don't know if he can sing, but now you do because he can't. And so you're writing down your answers and wondering if this song will ever end. And it's possible it won't until Mike dies, which could be 2 minutes or 2 decades from now, maybe more, he hopes. But the song's not over, 'cause there's 10 answers here, and they're all really dumb, and they could be real, or maybe they're not, who really knows? There's no way to tell, because Mike Nelson is insane. He's insane. He's really going mad. But at least we have this Hallmark quiz to make our life so much better than it was before. Wow, that was weird. Who did that? All right, here are the answers. All of them were fake, except number seven, A Valentine's Match. Yeah, bit of a trick Hallmark quiz, but I never promised you that I wouldn't go mad, because I clearly have. So I hope that helps. So Love on the Run, fake. Two Brides, One Wedding, fake. Roses and Romance, fake. Now, I'm not guaranteeing these. Again, I did not scan the... There are hundreds of movies out there. They may coincide, but at least I tried to make them up, but it might be impossible to avoid overlap. You may kiss the bride's sister is fake. The senator is my wife is fake. Kisses for Caroline is fake. And yes, a Valentine's match is real. Two for Love is fake. A sweet chocolate kiss is fake. And Paris for Two is fake. And so here's the closing song. There it was the Hallmark quiz. Mike's phone just went off, who knows who it is. But I'm on a text message with these people who won't stop. And I try to mute it, and then they add someone else, and my mute doesn't work. So please help me, how do I mute conversations on Android? Because I don't want any text messages unless it's someone telling me they're at door 6 at the airport, or unless it's my mom saying she's in the hospital. Otherwise, don't ever text me again. There, that's the closing theme. All right. Yeah, I'm going mad. So long, everyone.